Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Allahu, 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 Allahu. My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
My name is Tiskin Jasar.
Tiskin. And Tiskin, do you go to Apex too?
Yes, I do.
You do, mashallah. Do you like school?
Yes.
And what's your favorite subject?
Accounting.
I'm good at accounting too. You know what accounting I like?
What accounting?
Accounting 1, 2, 3, 4. I can go till 100. 100. You wanna hear?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? Okay, read for us. Then I'm gonna count till 100 with you, okay?
Okay. The Clever King. There was a country long time ago where all the people would change their king every year. The person who would become the king had to agree to a contract whereby he will be sent to an island after his 1 year of being a king. So, each year the king would finish his term and it was time for him to go to the island and live there. The people dressed him up in expensive clothes and put him on an elephant and took him around the cities to say goodbye to all the people. This was the moment of sadness for all the kings who have ruled there for 1 year. After saying goodbye, the guards took the king with a boat to the remote island and left him there. 1 year, on their way back, the guards discovered a ship that had sunk just recently. They saw a young man who survived by holding onto a floating piece of wood. As they needed a new king, they picked up the young man and took him to their country. They requested for him to be their king for a year. At first, he refused, but later he agreed to be their king. The country's ministers then told him about all the rules and regulations and that how he will be sent to an island after 1 year. After 3 days of being king, he asked the ministers if they could show him the island where all the other kings were sent. They agreed and took him to the island. The island was covered with thick jungle and sounds of vicious animals were heard coming out of it. The new king ventured a little to see how it was and discovered the dead bodies of all the past kings. He understood that as soon as they were left on the island, the animals came and killed them. The young new king then went back to the country and requested the people to provide him with 100 strong workers. When he was provided with the workers, he took them to the island and told them to remove all the deadly animals and cut down all the trees. He would visit the island every month to see how the work is progressing. In the first month, all the animals were removed and many trees were cut down. In the second month, the whole island was cleaned out. The king then told the workers to plant gardens in various parts of the island. He also took with himself useful animals such as chickens, ducks, birds, goats, and cows. In the third month, he ordered the workers to build big houses and docking stations for ships. Over the month, the island turned into a beautiful place. The young king would wear simple clothes and spend very little from his earnings. He sent all the earnings to the island for storage. 9 months have passed like this. The king gathered all the people and told them, "I know that I have to go to the island after 1 year, but I would like to go there right now." But the people didn't agree to this and said that he has to wait for another 3 months to complete the year. 3 months passed and now it was a full year. The people dressed up the king and put him on an elephant to take him around the city to say goodbye to others. However, the king is unusually happy to leave the kingdom. Many people asked him, "All the other kings would cry at this moment, and why are you laughing and smiling?" He replied, "Don't you know what the wise people would say? They say when you came into this world as a baby, you were crying and everyone was smiling. Live a life that when you are dying, you will be smiling and everyone will be crying. I have lived that life. While all the other kings were lost in the luxuries of the kingdom, I have always thought about the future and planned for it. I turned the deadly island into a beautiful abode for me where I can stay peacefully." The moral of the story is, we should take a lesson from the story about how we should live our life. The life of this world is to prepare for the life of the hereafter. In this life, we shouldn't get lost into beautiful things of the world and forget what's to come in the afterlife. Rather, even if we are all kings, we should live simple life like our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and save all our enjoyments for the hereafter.
MashaAllah, that really was a beautiful story and it had many, many lessons. Did you learn from those lessons?
Yes.
You did, MashaAllah. And are you going to do more good deeds to get the benefit of it in Jannah?
Yes, I will.
InshaAllah. And remember, butterflies always make dua for Jannah, especially when you're fasting, because the duas you make as a fasting person will definitely be accepted.
And when we're in Jannah, will you come and visit me?
Yes, I will.
Are you sure?
Yes.
If you don't come visit me, then I'll come visit you, okay?
Okay.
Will you give me sweets?
Yes, I will.
And chocolate?
Okay.
And cake?
Yes.
And juice?
Yes.
And biscuits?
Yes.
And samosa?
Yes.
And pies?
Okay.
And spring rolls? And what else?
Coke.
No, I don't drink Coke. I drink juice. Don't you know little birdies get hyper on Coke?
Allah salli ala Muhammadin sallallahu sallallahu salli ala Muhammadin sallallahu salli ala Muhammadin sallallahu sallallahu salli ala Muhammadin sallallahu salli ala Muhammadin sallallahu sallallahu salli ala Muhammadin
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A